chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello there, and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. How exciting it is to be joining with you today, this morning. I look so forward to Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, I look forward to spending time with you guys. Thank you for helping the show become one of the number one internet shows around the world. I mean, I just give God all the glory, and I also want to thank the producers, Doug and Don, and they're just amazing networks. So I thank all my Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team and everyone who has just been so, just so supportive and just so participant of the show. I just thank you so much. I just thank God for everything that's happening, not only in my life, but in your life, because we are connected for the glory of God and for his kingdom. So everything that he gives us and pours out on upon us on this hour is laughter, joy, techniques, fitness, financial, just all kind of wonderful advice and encouragement from all of the guests that always are on here, because you never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So it's been truly a blessing, now going on 5 years in August, you guys. So I'm just excited about how far we've come and how long this is. We have been sharing this journey together. Let's go into the weather, because we got a wonderful show today. We're going to be talking to Carol Peters Tanksley. She's going to be talking about her new book. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you all about that when she comes on. We also have my co-host, my BFF, comedian Gina G. She's going to be joining us with the trending tea and what she say. And also, it's all about fitness on the second half of the hour, you guys. We're going to be talking about fitness and fitness gear and fitness techniques and getting healthy, because guess what? It's summer, and you guys want to get that body right and that health right, you guys, most importantly. So let's go on and get started with the show. We're going to be starting off with weather right now. Weather right now, we are at, in D.C., 60 degrees right now and cloudy. We're going up to 73 degrees. And then we have Jacksonville, Florida. You are 79 degrees, mostly cloudy. You're going all the way up to 82 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 56 degrees. And you are sunny, and your high is going to be 68 degrees. Let's see, Augusta, Georgia, you're 78 degrees, cloudy. You got a high of 89 degrees and partly sunny. Kenya, you're 93 degrees, mostly cloudy. You got thunderstorms coming in a few minutes, so be prepared for that. And you're going to be waking up to 75 degrees, but your tomorrow is 94 degrees and partly sunny. Paris, you are 68 degrees right now. You are partly cloudy, and you're waking up to 46 degrees. And listen, if I did not mention your continent, your country, your nation, your city, your state, guess what? It's still a great day. You know why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what your weather is, no matter what you're going through. Guess what? God is in control, and he has the final say. So just remember that. Now we're going to go right into ministerial moment, but we're going to take a quick break from our sponsor, John Eckhart. We'll be right back after this message, and we'll be going right into ministerial minute.
Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
All right. Well, listen, I'm only going to take a couple of seconds. Ministerial moment today is all about the fact that I want to talk to the person that may be a little bit frustrated, maybe a little bit angry, maybe a little bit resentful right now, and you don't really know where to draw that energy to, but the fact is you might be just a little bit upset with our Father, just a little bit disturbed or disappointed at something that didn't happen or something that did happen or something that you've been waiting on, or maybe it's just life in general. It's just like you keep taking one step further and it seems like it's a great breakthrough and then it's five steps back. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you and motivate you and encourage you that, listen, He knows all about your heart. He knows all about your thoughts. He knows how you're feeling. He knows all about that. I want you to be encouraged to just talk to the Father just like David did. If you read the book of Psalms, David really had frustrating times. He was disappointed. He was mistrusting at times. He didn't understand what was going on. He was confused at sometimes. These are things that we can actually confess to our Father. I really want you to take a moment just to do a self-examination and just kind of look at yourself. I know we want to say, oh, it's because I saw this happen in the church, or the church hurt me, or this pastor didn't do what I thought he was going to do, or this person didn't speak to me, or I didn't get that job opportunity, or whatever the situation may be. It's a blame situation here. But ultimately, God is in control of everything, and He utilizes everything for His good. So no matter what happened or didn't happen, He's still in control of everything. So instead of looking around or running away, I want you to take a moment and do a self-reflection moment in your life. Just stand still for a second and just kind of like, you know, push everything back, tune out stuff, you know, stop comparing your life for one moment and just look at your life. And just say, Father, I am hurting. Father, I am disappointed. Father, this is what's going on with me. I feel like this. I think like this. I'm troubled on the inside. And I know You are a good God. I know You're awesome. Most of us that have grown weary in a season or in this season, or maybe it's been a long season of weariness and disappointment. Listen, why go on any further? Allow God to mature you right there, give you revelation right there, strengthen you right there, empower you right there, deliver you right there, restore you right there. Just all of that. If you just take a moment just to do a reflection time right there and confess to Him all of those things that you feel like He doesn't know, or that you would feel condemned if you admitted it. A lot of us feel condemned because we've been taught in some deliverance ministries or something, some certain ministries that you can't, if you speak that, it's going to happen. No, talk to your Father. If you go in His presence, you are protected in His presence. We can't be more afraid of demonic influences than we are to be more consistent and more stable and more confident in the power of our Father. So if He already knows what's in your heart, it's going to come out one way or the other. Most of us think we're hiding it from Him, but then what happens is we get so frustrated and so overwhelmed with our anger, our frustration, or our resentment, or our disappointment, that we lash out at people that are closest to us, or we do things that we don't want to do, or we say things, or whatever the case may be. So why not just give it to Him? And we can talk to a doctor, a psychiatrist, or the pastor, or the first lady, or a friend, or a mama, or a dad, or whoever. Why we can't tell that to the Father? We will go and tell a friend, I'm feeling this, pray for me, or whatever. But you can go right to your Father and tell Him what it's all about. And just like David, when you confess those things, then He can move in. Why protect the adversary? Why protect him in those lies? Just go ahead and release them and lay them at the Father's feet. I think about the woman with the issue of blood. She never protected her issue. She wanted freedom from it. So she did everything she could to get rid of it. Then it was like, oh, well, wait a minute. Here comes Yeshua. He's going to fix it. I just got to reach by faith and touch His hem. That's all you got to do with the Father. Whatever your issue is, even anger, even resentment, even disappointment, all of that stuff, even though you've grown weary right now, even though you're frustrated, you're confused, or you don't even know, you just done lost hope, Give it all to the Father. It's not over. Don't surrender and submit to the lie of the adversary, okay? Now, this is all I want to say to you because this is preaching to me too, all right? So listen, this has been Ministerial Moment, and I hope it blessed you. God bless you, and we're going to pray for you and keep you lifted up, and you're not alone at all. We all going through some kind of transition here, and it seems kind of weird, and it's not like what we thought, and the new year we gonna be this, and we gonna do this, and for some it is, and for some it's not, but God is still in control, and your turn is right now, okay? All right, well, listen, we're gonna go right into with Carol Peters Tankley. Hi, Dr. Carol Peters.
It is so good to be with you. Thank you. I loved your editorial just now because that just speaks so much to my own heart and what I have experienced in my journey is we can go to the Father with whatever it is that we're experiencing, that we're wrestling.
I love it, Carol. You know what? Because this is something that has been in my heart for a few weeks now, really strong. And, you know, just really dealing with that and just talking to God about it and, you know, just seeing how he just says, you know, nobody comes to me with the bad. They just say what they think I want to hear. Nobody just tells me that they're frustrated when I know they're frustrated. How can I help them not be frustrated if they won't let me know, you know, if they won't come, you know what I'm saying, like lay it at my feet. I'm frustrated. It's like people have a tendency of trying to hide from it. But I'm so glad because in your book, The Christian's Journey Through Grief, How to Walk Through the Valley with Hope, and it says here that you had experience with the death of your husband. So I'm sure coming up from a personal, ministerial, but a physician's point of view, I see here that you're tackling all of these things, how to deal with physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of grief, how grief affects one's relationship with God and others, how the hope of eternity helps in the journey through grief, how you can take the necessary steps towards healing. And, you know, I want everybody to know that she is a charisma author, my charisma house sister here. So I'm very excited to have you here. Please tell everybody what that moment was like for you and your experience. Let's start there.
I will never forget coming home from the hospital the morning my husband passed away, went home to be with the Lord. I knew all the stuff. As a physician and as a minister, my head had all the knowledge, but I so much needed to connect with something solid from God at that moment. So I sat down with a cup of coffee and with my Bible, and I opened it to 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul talks about death and resurrection, and reached out and connected with God at that time. And so often over the following weeks and months, I realized exactly what you were talking about a moment ago, Dr. Gina, that God invites us to bring all our stuff to him. I don't know that anyone who has gone through grief or experienced any kind of pain, frankly, that you get through that without asking some of the why questions. It may or may not look like somebody else's why questions, but even when Jesus was here on earth, Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus died, and when Jesus came 4 days later, Mary and Martha came to him and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. In 21st century English, I think they were saying, why? But what you do with those questions is you bring them to him. You bring them into the Father's presence. That's what you do with those aches, with those pains, with those questions. He invites that. He welcomes that.
Okay. So listen, I love the fact that when you are talking about, you know, because if we don't invite him in and we don't allow him to do it, then it's all these different unhealthy ways of responding to grief or, you know, whatever the pain is. And you mentioned you're abusing substance, engaging in excessive activity, wallowing, numbing out, all of these things that we tend to do, isolating ourselves instead of just going to Him. And it seems like this is the easy way, right? But the hardest way against the flesh is comfort, because the comfort is to find something quick to fix it, something that can just kind of settle the pain, right? But don't you find that it's more difficult and challenging to go against that, to go to God, and that's why people struggle so much? They find it hard to just give it all to Him. Why is that, Doctor?
Because when you are in so much pain, I think the first thing in your mind is just make the pain go away. Anything to make the pain go away. And when you're grieving, that pain is seems overwhelming. And so it takes a choice to take that pain and do something with it rather than just numb out. I remember a short time after, actually it was a few months after my husband passed away, I was still in the middle of this grieving process. I was still hurting so badly. I had been walking with Jesus, but I knew that I needed a real intentional, special time to just work through some of these things. And what I did is I went to a location at a beach where my husband and I had previously had an anniversary trip. And I knew going to that place would be excruciatingly painful, and it was. That I walked on that beach for hours, and I walked and I cried and I prayed and I journaled and just wrestled with so many of those things that were going on in my heart. And as I spent that time in God's presence and wrestling with all of this, there were things that He spoke to my heart, not so much intellectually, but He becomes a satisfaction to your soul in a way that the information questions, the why questions, you may never have intellectual answers, but you have answers to your soul. And that was one of the most important times. In whatever part of the process of walking through grief or any kind of pain that you're experiencing, I think the perhaps most important ingredient is to take Jesus on that journey with you. He wants to be with you in that journey. Frankly, He's the only one who can be there 24/7. You know,
absolutely.
Like me, I lost a spouse, and you know, you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're alone, and your heart is crying, or you're feeling the anger, or the loneliness, or whatever. You know, He's there. Right then, right when you need it, He's the one to go to.
I know. This is amazing. I'm so glad that we have you on here, because so many people need that encouragement, to be re-encouraged constantly about this, because a lot of people don't realize that this is, you know, where we are, and that, you know, this is the kind of God that we serve. This is the kind of Father He is. And that we don't have to hide these things from Him, because He knows everything. And He would rather you come to Him so He can pour into you, even if it's a process, even if you fall short, even if it's not perfect the first week or whatever, keep going to Him. It's like going to the well, you know, keep drinking until, you know, you get full, keep eating until you get full, right? You know, it's got to be where, but you know what, talk to the person that says, I've done all of that, I tried all of that, and I still find myself, I can't cope with it, it's just too hard. Can you speak to that person?
Oh, yes, because I think many people are there. I think sometimes we get the mistaken idea that if you bring it to God, that means the pain is going to go away or that things become easy. You know, Dr. Gina, Jesus never promised that we would not hurt. He never promised that life would be easy. In fact, He promised His followers two things. In John, He says, I have come that you may have peace. In the world, you will have trouble. You will have tribulation. But don't fear, I've overcome the world. I've come to give you peace. Jesus promised His followers trouble and peace. And mm-hmm. for a person who's grieving, walking that journey as a follower of Jesus does not mean you won't hurt. the witness of Scripture and the witness of over 2,000 years of the Christian church from believers is that we still grieve. We still grieve, but we grieve differently. That scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, where Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We grieve, but we grieve differently. And for the Christian, that is experiencing the real pain, the honest pain of grief, and at the same time, holding on to true, indestructible hope. For me, I don't know that I could have completely comprehended what that was like without having gone through it myself. To truly feel that deep, heart-wrenching pain, and at the same time, have that indestructible hope. The hope does not eliminate the pain, and the pain does not extinguish the hope. They are both there. And I believe that understanding can help someone who feels like they're in the middle of the impossible journey. It can feel too much. But the encouragement is just keep taking the next step. It's not that the pain will magically go away, but the presence of Jesus means you can take that next step even when it still hurts.
Wow, I love it. Well, it was such a pleasure having you on. Again, this is Christian's Journey Through Grief, How to Walk Through the Valley with Hope with Dr. Carol Peters-Tanksley. I love you. Straight from Prisma House Publishing Company. I love it. I love it. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
My website is drcarolministries.com. You can also, Charisma has put up a landing page, Dr. Carol Books, that's D-R-C-A-R-O-L Books. You can find a couple bonuses there, including a 30-day devotional based on the scriptures from this book. And, of course, you can find The Christian's Journey Through Grief on Amazon, through Charisma, or wherever Christian books are sold. And I would love to hear from any of your listeners. You can certainly send me a message through our website, drcarolministries.com. It's been a real privilege to be on with you, Dr. Gina.
Oh, well, listen, you are welcome anytime. It was quite a pleasure. Thank you so much, Doctor. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Anything that's going on, you're now a family member to Dr. Gina's radio chat, so it will be a pleasure to have you on again for anything that you want to announce or anything new going on. You're more than welcome.
Awesome, Dr. Gina, and God bless you and all you are doing for his kingdom.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Glory to God. All right, well, listen, this was a pleasure. I hope you guys were inspired and motivated and encouraged that you're not alone. This journey has its all kind of twists and turns to it, but guess what? As long as you know and remember that God has always been faithful, he's always been faithful, and he will continue to remain faithful. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the keys against the enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the keys against the enemy.
What's up, everybody? This is Tracrae.
And this is Adrian.
And we are Last Call.
You're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, so keep it locked.
Keep it locked, always.
Keep
Gina
it locked.
G, what's going on? Gina G.
Hello.
With the Trinity. Gina G. With the Trinity. What's going on, Gina G. With the Trinity?
I love it. I love it. I love it, sister. Oh, man, this tea is out of control. Do you understand me? Well, first of all, it's been a couple of deaths and a couple of, hospitalizations, if I can say that. You know, in Hollywood, they say that the deaths come in three. We had Nipsey Hussle pass away, and yesterday the beloved director, John Singleton, passed away. He was taken off of life support, I know, with his family. I didn't even know that he was sick. I didn't even know, you know, John Singleton, he was only 51 years old. He has shaped, you know, hip-hop culture, black culture, you know, from his movies from Boys in the Hood to Poetic Justice. I mean, he did the Michael Jackson Remember the Time video. That was a historic video. I didn't even know he was sick, but apparently he had a stroke, and he never regained his health from his stroke. So yesterday, with family and friends around, they went ahead and they took him off of life support. And, I mean, it's just, you just never know, Dr. Gina. You never know, sister, when something is going to happen to you. So make sure you love your loved ones while they're here, because that was a shocker for me. And then to have people and hospitalized. I don't know if you heard about Peeble Braxton yesterday. He's in the hospital. We just saw him. We just saw him, Dr. Gina. When did we see him? Maybe about 3 months ago?
You know what is so funny? We saw him in October for the family reunion with our family reunion in Augusta, Georgia. And I was just thinking about that, because you know we're going again this year. So I was thinking about Peebo, and I was thinking about, you know, all of that. And then when I heard that on the radio, it was like in that same day that he,
that's,
you know,
crazy.
That's just something, how God can bring somebody to your spirit. You never know. If you think about him, pray for him, y'all.
Please do, because he looked really good when we seen him. I mean, I don't know what, of course they're not going to disclose his health issues right now, but he is in the hospital, and we just want to send love and prayers. I mean, another great artist, a great tribute to good music. Woo! So, I mean, with all the bad news going on in the world, there is more bad news. Girl, they just found out that Donald Trump been told more than 10,000 lies during his presidency. Now that means you lying, okay? You I don't know when you tell the truth. 10,000 lies? I don't think I didn't have 10,000 lies.
That is a problem.
Can you believe it? 10,000 lies have come to light. Well, starting to come to light, I guess, suppose, with Donald Trump and his presidency. So you guys have to pray for our country. Please, 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 please. I know your country has their own problems as well, because Dr. Gina is worldwide. So I know your country has problems, but y'all, come on, help us. Because y'all see our president over here ain't doing right. 10,000 lives, Dr. Gina.
That's a whole lot of lies. That's
10,000
a whole
lies.
That's
terrible. So, other than, I mean, honestly, the world has been, in kind of perfect harmony, besides the world's largest ice, what do you call it? Help me out, Dr. Gina. Glacier?
Yeah.
Am I saying that? It is melting, honey, 10 times faster than they expected.
Oh, wow.
So this weather and this climate,
You know, that's why recycling is so important. There's so many little things that go into keeping this climate and our beautiful world that God has given us in place. And I don't think everyone's doing a pretty good job of it right now, because it is actually melting 10 times faster. So, you know, that'll increase the ocean, that'll have it pushed up higher. I mean, it's a lot going on with this world. And also, I want everybody to know that
Elizabeth.
teen suicide rates have sprung up. So, you guys, we have to talk to our kids, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren. There's no way that teen suicide should be as high as it is. It just makes absolutely no sense. Over 195 deaths due to suicide ages 10 to 17 years old. That is in my son's age range. That is in your son's age range. You know, we have to talk to our children, because we never know what's going on. You know, in school, when we get these little one-word answers, you know, how was school? Fine. No, we got to dig deep. We need to find out a little bit more, parents. So we need to stay on our children, because it's terrible. Suicide rate in teens. I didn't even think about suicide when I was a teenager child, because I didn't have to pay no bills. All I had to do was keep my room clean and you know, do the dishes every once in a while. So, you know, this world today, I don't see how much harder it is on these kids, because everything is so easy. You know, they got everything at their fingertips. But there's other issues inside the school and with these kids bullying and how, you know, you're supposed to look per social media and things like that. And, you know, so just take care of your kids, guys. Have that conversation as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Ooh, I agree with you 100%. Well, that's pretty good, girl. That was pretty good. And it's sad. It's sad, and it's deep, and it's 10,000 lives. Since the presidency, ain't no telling how many lives he done sold in his lifetime. Then it's well over. I can't even think about it. That's horrible. Gosh, I cannot stand
about that.
I cannot stand that. Anyway,
10,000.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Gina G. with the Trinity. Now we're going to shift gears. We're going to go right with Elizabeth Brooks. You know our girl, personal fitness trainer, my girl, sister, right here in the DMV area. What's up, Elizabeth Brooks? You know we look forward to what you got to say. What's going on, girl?
Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well. You know, I miss you, Gina. I haven't seen you in a little bit, and I just wanted to send you my love.
Oh, I love you too, sister. I've been there. I've been coming at different times, though.
Nice. Good. I like to hear that. I like to hear that. Well, you know what, everybody? Happy May 1st. We are into the spring season. And if you guys have not started revving up those workouts, I have something I want to talk to you all about today that I hope will give you a little kick, a little boost. For your 2019 spring training workout. Listen, I want to talk today about small and large group training and some of the benefits of getting involved in small and large group training. Listen, you know, sometimes, you know, it's great to work out on your own, but, you know, and especially if you know, your time is unpredictable and you just got to get that workout in, you know, just get it in. But I wanted to talk a little bit about small and large group training to motivate some of you who really can, you know, kind of nail down when you're going to work out and get involved in something that's going to push your workout intensity up a bit. And so let me define what I mean by small and large group training. First of all, small and large group training is any workout with three or more participants. So, you know, these are great workouts because they can really give you that extra motivation and encouragement that you might need to get up, get active, and stay active. So I wanted to talk, first of all, about some of the benefits. Remember that when you're doing small and large group training, these programs that have three or more people involved, whether it's a class, whether it's a small group training program, you're taking some of these classes that are out here right now are really focused on small and large group training. There is the benefit of motivation. You know, motivation is really internally driven, everybody, but these are things that you can do to help build up your motivation. And small and large group trainings, normally they have this great catchy music. They're doing fast-paced moves, And the formats like HIIT training, which is high-intensity interval training, these are the kinds of training that you're going to see in small and large group training. You also have these great motivating instructors, right, Gina?
Yeah, you got
that right. You're going to always have a motivating instructor or trainer to help push the intensity of your workouts. They're great because you don't have to come up with the content of your workout. And sometimes we can get a little stale with our content. And there's always those other people exercising alongside of us to help give us that extra motivation. In addition to that, small and large group training benefits include structure. Those foundational movement patterns that you're doing to build strength and muscle and to help you lose weight. A lot of small and large group training programs are really fat loss focused. So, you know, this is something, you know, especially if that's one of your goals, that you might want to get interested in. Accountability. Hey, this is one of my best and favorite things about group training is that accountability factor. It's 100% effort into your workout, but you have those people there to help give you that accountability. Hey, you know, they see you when you're coming and they see you when you're not coming. And when you have to explain what you've been doing when you've been gone and have you kept up with your workouts, that gives you a level of accountability. It's nice to have a trainer to help give you, you know, that extra feedback. Hey, I've been missing you, and to help encourage you to keep your workouts in. In addition to that, you know what? Group training is fun. I love group training because in group training, you really build camaraderie with the other participants. And there's this big social benefit. A lot of times when you are kind of working out on your own, you might lose that social connection. You know, especially if you work alone, then you're working out alone. You know, for those of us who are introverts, I raise my hand over here because, you know, I love working out by myself, but there is nothing like the camaraderie that you can build in those social networks in group training. And then you're doing things outside of exercise that help build you as a person in addition to that. And then finally, another benefit of group training is support. We really need that. Between your trainer and the other participant, you are getting support and assistance to get you through that entire workout, and we need that support. You know how it is sometimes when you're working out on your own, you have this plan in your head, then you get through one set and you're like, oh wow, that was good, okay? And we need that support to help get us through our workouts, to help assist us through the workouts, to help you to keep us motivated for working out. So consider everybody joining a group workout if you haven't. If you promise that you start, you know, your exercise program and you still haven't gotten that thing going on yet, if you are procrastinating, see if you can find a group to participate in. You might need a group to help drive you to the next level of maturity in your workouts and the next level of progress in your workouts. Consider joining a group, even people who are introverted and like to work out alone. You can still enjoy group training, okay? And I really recommend that people, even if you're doing it just periodically, once or twice a month, it can really help boost those workouts. All right, everybody, you know fitness begins with correct thinking, and I'm just trying to put those good thoughts in your head.
Well, we actually love it, and I agree because I was telling the listeners today, it's all about fitness today. We're trying to get, you know, your body's right and the health right and all of that. And whatever is going to help and motivate you and encourage you, because even with, us being personal trainers and fitness trainers and all of that, I love the group things. You know, I do the boot camps on the road and stuff like that. But what I love, Elizabeth, is that even trainers, they get bored. I get
absolutely
bored with my regular day-to-day workout.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I get to where I'm noticing that I'm kind of loafing a little bit, slacking a little bit because I'm bored. And it's like, well, what am I going to do today? I did that. I'm like for 2 years now, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I love taking classes with Elizabeth here at the gym that I'm a member of. And I love to even just
you know, just add that on to me. So, like, for myself, it's not so much,
right.
Even as fitness trainers and all of that stuff, you need some kind of motivation, too. I mean,
I totally agree with that.
I love it. So, you know, like, didn't you agree, Gina, when you took the class when you were in town, I had you go with me? Because this is Dr. Gina's radio chat. I wanted us all
together. I remember.
You remember?
I remember.
Well, all I know is when she comes back in town, we're going to come all together again in the
all
name
right.
of Dr.
You know,
Gina's radio
good.
Set and have fun. And do the class and have fun like we always do. But listen, Elizabeth,
yes.
tell everybody where they can follow you.
All right. So if you have any questions, remember my email, ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com, or check out my website at www.thinkingcorrectly.com.
I love it. And also, you guys, if anybody's going through perimenopause or menopause, Elizabeth Brooks, she's a specialist in that. I love her advice and things like that. If you're going through the change that we call it, you know, reach out to her and go and see so she can give you some nutrition and some techniques and different ideas to keep you above the situation and not flowing down in the situation.
That's right. We can always live above the stereotype. We don't have to suffer from the same things everybody else does. Just a few little tips, nutrition and exercise, can really take you to the next level if you're really struggling.
Love it. All right, love. I love you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right, love. Okay, see you soon. All right, so listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Rod, the CEO of Performance Endurance Gear, joining us. This is going to be good. Just such a success story. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Check one, check two. This is Coca Brown.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Say that one more time for me.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Got it. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening to Dr. G's. What was that again? I'm sorry.
You're Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Got it. Okay. All right.
Go for it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian actress Coca Brown, and you're listening, as well as me right now, to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Won't he do it? Won't he will? Let him use you.
Yes, he will.
Oh, God. Alexa. Alexa, open Dr. Gina's radio chat. I say, Alexa, ask Gina's radio chat for the latest talk. I mean, hold on. Alexa, start Dr. Gina's radio chat. I love it. I love it, sister. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
We are now on Alexa, and if you go on Google Play, you can say, hey, Google, turn on You can go on Google Play and say, hey, Google, play BBS radio, and it'll go straight to station number one. But we are definitely on Alexa as well, and those are all. What can they say again when they ask an Alexa for Dr. Gina's radio chat?
You're going to say, Alexa, turn up. Turn it up. Alexa, open Gina's radio chat. Alexa, ask Gina's radio chat for the latest talk. Alexa, start Gina's radio chat.
Oh, gotta love it. I'm so excited. All right. Well, listen, let's go on without further ado. Our guest, we got Rod Stevens. He is the CEO owner of the fitness apparel, cycling apparel, lifestyle apparel. He is the owner of and the visionary of Performance Endurance Gear. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I'm glad I'm able to reach everybody today. I'm in sunny California, and everything's fantastic.
I'm sure. Everything is always fantastic, I know, in California. Gina's so from California, too. Tell them where you from, Gina.
Oh, I like the way you said that. Tell them where you from, Gina. Well, I'm from Inglewood, California.
Well, I'm actually from Washington, D.C., Northwest Uptown.
Okay. But he moved to California, so that's where he is now. But he's got this wonderful apparel. Let me just start off by saying, I met him and I saw the sportswear, the fitness apparel, and I just wearing clothes all the time. You know, I'm at the gym all the time, and I was a Nike fanatic. I mean, it had to be Nike. I'm going to the Nike outlet. But when I put on these pants, I fell in love with these pants. Not only did these leggings have different colors. I mean, a blue and a pink and a black and what colors? And I got purple. They have pockets on the side. They are just so functional, but the material is so amazing. And I mean, not only that, the backpacks and all that stuff. But anyway, Rod, tell everybody how you got started with this whole, I mean, because you're a fitness personal trainer as well. You've been doing this for a while now. So you heard Elizabeth on giving some tips on what can motivate people to keep in their routine and their journey. But tell us about how you got started with fitness apparel.
Well, I want to say that I started off by just doing a basic T-shirt promoting my company and something to throw on lightweight that people would like. And then by working out all the time and dealing with all types of people, and I have a lot of female clients, a complaint was pockets and things of that nature. So I designed a workout pants that had pockets on both sides, like Gina said, and even on one side pocket, I have a reflective logo so you can see in case you walk in or run it. And then I put a hidden pocket in the waist in case you need to put a key or credit card or some money. And it's made out of quick dry and anti-smell material. So all those things that I put in there came from my clients and what they want and what they like and what I observed. So that was my motivating factor.
That is so fascinating. Don't you think so, Gina? All of those details, that means that you're listening, which is great. Yes. Let me just say that that's a great thing for a male to have, is that they're listening for one thing, and you're
for
listening.
One thing.
So, yes. And so with that, how quickly, once you got all of that, and it started from a T-shirt, and then all of the information that you collected through the years or whatever, how quickly did it evolve into this whole, like, you got backpacks, you got biking shorts, you got compressor shirts, got leggings, everything.
It's a process, because you never know what it takes in order to put something together. Once you come up with an idea, you don't think about you need someone to draw it up, and you need a pattern. And once you need that, you need the sizing and every little intricate detail and what type of material and what it's made out of and just everything. But what's great about it is that you can put together what you want to put together. If someone says they need a jacket or a female having problems and think they need a special bra, you can get someone to draw it up. I cannot draw at all. But I can scribble something on a sheet of paper and get a graphic designer to draw it up. And then I can get someone else to make it. So it's the process of...
Just while you're on the subject about bras, though, you know, how does that work with everybody's got, you know, real bra, real breasts, fake breasts, some sit up, some, well, I mean, like, how difficult is that to get mastered that? Because I feel like once that is mastered, oh my gosh, I feel like you're going to be global, like, right away. Like, that's going to go viral. How do you master that?
Well, to be honest, I don't think you can master a bra. You're going to have to make different styles.
You heard it, folks,
because
from a male.
You cannot master a bra. You're going to have to make some for people with smaller chests, medium chests, bigger chests, and they all need different types of supports. Now, you can make a neutral bar where pretty much everybody can wear, but some people want extra support, so then you have to use different material and things of that nature. So not one bra fits all, for sure.
Okay.
Well, that's for sure. Is your bra going to have those padded things in the middle like all the other ones? Like, do they have that, like the little pad thing inside?
My bra will not be padded, but it will be double-layered as far as the material in the front. Because some people still don't like pads. But it will be double layered in the front.
I don't see the point of those little triangle pad things that they put in those bras. Do you, Gina?
Especially when you're working out, you ain't got time to be looking around and need your little triangle piece and fell on the floor. I ain't going to be able to do that. I ain't going to be able to do that. Get that triangle piece. I don't want no pad, especially when I'm working out. But some women work out for different reasons, but if you're really in there trying to get, you know, your workout on and stress relief, you ain't worried about no little triangle. You don't need no triangle. No padding.
Yeah. So with that, you know, straight from comedian Gina G. So Rod, so we're looking forward to everything that you're adding on to your collection, and I know that, you know, so many people have already grasped hold of this movement of performance endurance gear, and we are so excited. All the women are very excited because you're very affordable, and like you said, you know, you have sweatshirts, you have t-shirts, you have custom design things, bomber jackets. It's so many things that you have. Mm-hmm. What else can we look forward to after, you know, this journey with, once you get this going and it's blossoming even more and more, what more can we expect? Is there anything else that you can envision for performance endurance gear, or will it be something else connected to it that's going to venture you out to other things? Because I know you're a cyclist, too. So could there be some designers, some bikes in the making, possibly?
Well, you know what? I'm steadily adding on my product line for females. Like I have the cycling shorts. I mean, like I have the workout pants, I'm going to do, some people call them slider shorts, some females call them short shorts, and I'm designing some shorts or slider shorts with pockets on. So for people want to wear the shorter shorts, you never see any of those with pockets. So I'm designing those with pockets on it. So I'm just trying to pick up the right material so it's not see-through. But anything can be see-through to a certain degree if you buy it too small and you stretch it out. So you have to keep that in mind, ladies, when you purchase something. You want to purchase it in your size.
Well, that's good to know, because all of our female listeners know that he is dedicated to making comfort for us in that gym or jogging, yoga, whatever. It is fitness apparel. It's not just specified to one element of work exercise. It's a range of everything. So you definitely want to check out Performance Endurance Gear. And also, can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Like, I know that you like cycling and things. A lot of black people don't cycle, though. Like, how did you get into cycling?
You know what? I was born in Washington, D.C., and raised in D.C., so I started riding bicycles when I was like 4 or 5. Then I started to race BMX bikes, and I always repaired bikes. And then my my desire was to run a company where my family could work, a family-oriented company, and everyone would be able to learn and we would be able to grow as a family financially and education-wise. And that goes into the design of my logo where I have the five R's because there are five R's in my family because I have one sister and three brothers, so it's five of us together. So that's a unity of five R's in a circle.
Isn't that nice? Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing. So, That's great.
Well, listen, isn't that nice? I only have one problem, and my one problem is that I don't have none yet. So I'm going to be working on getting me some of these leggings, okay, so I can put my phone in the pocket and walk.
Well, you can contact me through www.performanceendurancegear.com for email, or Instagram at Performance Endurance Gear, or Facebook at Performance Endurance Gear. I can be reached through all of those social media platforms. And I'm also on LinkedIn on Performance Endurance Gear.
Well, I love it. This is from the CEO, owner of the Performance Endurance Gear. And again, you can follow him on Instagram, and you can go right on to @Performance Endurance Gear. You can go right to @Performance Endurance Gear and go and follow him. DM him. I think you're running some kind of something going on, a special or something you mentioned.
I will have a special for all the listeners for Dr. Gina's talk show. So just send me a DM.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Rod Stevens, for joining us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You are a family with us now, so anything you got popping, going on, any new events or something that you're doing, because you do events and things like that, if you follow him on Instagram, you'll hear, see all about it because he posts them and all of that, and you'll be more in touch on what he's got going on and what's new and what's happening, you guys. All right, Rod, thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Thanks a lot. It was wonderful reaching all of y'all, talking to y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic, exactly.
All right, Rod. Thank you.
All right, ladies. Take it easy.
You too.
So, Gina G, we done got filled up with fitness. We done got filled up with advice on how to deal with grief with Dr. Carol. Peters Tanksley, we got good with Elizabeth Brooks, we got good with Rod Stevens, Performance Endurance Gear, and then with my girl, Gina G, Too Funny! You going to Orlando today, aren't you, sis?
I leave today. I do. I am going to Orlando. I have a show tonight. I have a show tomorrow in Ocala, and then Saturday I will be in Fort Lauderdale performing for Trayvon Martin's mother and all of the family and mothers for the victims of gun violence. So it's going to be a great week. I'm really excited.
Is this all in Florida?
This is all in Florida. Yes, it is all in Florida. Saturday will be Fort Lauderdale. Tonight will be Orlando, and Thursday will be in Ocala, Florida.
Make it pop. Make it happen.
Come on now.
I love it. I love it. Don't just drop for a little bit. Overflow. Pour it on out. I love it. All in the same area. That is such a blessing. Well, listen, follow Gina G where?
Follow me at Gina G Too Funny on social media sites. Where?
All right, and you can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, and you can go on at Gina R. Prince on Instagram and everywhere, Twitter, Gina R. Prince, everywhere, and you can follow me on my personal Facebook page. Even though I can't take any more friends, you can follow me on Dr. Gina R. Prince. You guys, this has been an amazing show, and listen, don't forget, you are not alone. Go on and confess that thing to God. He already know you're mad. He already know. Just like you get mad with your real parents, your parents, your human parents. He already know you mad at him. He already know you disappointed that it didn't go down. Just go ahead and tell him all about it so he can tell you why and what's next and what is the root and all that stuff. Because these are the things that the enemy wants to keep you from. He doesn't want you to know the revelation behind it all and how many people you're going to bless if you go through this painful process right now and just confess it to God. Okay, just like the lady with the issue of blood, the lady at the well, everybody has gone through a painful season or a season of just uncertainty. And this is the time that he's going to give you what you need to help feed the multitudes so they could be blessed and know how great our Father is. All right? Well, listen, we want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Why? Because we're loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.